You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have the one, the only, David Lee Roth on the phone this morning.
Rise and shine. It's time to wake up and smell the prosperity. My, my. Prosperous.
Well, you are going to be making our fair city your home for a short while.
I'm going to be making my home in your fair city forever if I have my way.
Rocks Vegas 2020 over at the House of Blues, Mandalay Bay. You got dates in January. You got dates in March.
Yeah, this is a ballad here, guys. The best place to play now is Las Vegas because of the venues. Every act has always come through your town. You know that. But what's changed is us crybaby, whiny-ass music critic baby boomers have seen to it now that the arc in terms of the venues. We want better sound. We want better lights. We want better seating and stronger grit. And the only place you're really going to get that with well-rested performers, well-rested singers, and lights and sound guys who took more than 4 hours to do the sound check.
Yeah.
Ooh, tune that room. Tune that thing like a Stradivarius. When you walk in, whether it's Gaga, Bruno, Roth, or Aerosmith, you get the full blast as opposed to, well, we barely made it in from Phoenix, but here we go.
You don't do anything half-assed, that's for sure. I love this.
Belligerent enthusiasm and enthusiastic belligerence.
See, David, I'm glad you said all that because a lot of people, and maybe it's just me, and don't be offended by this, but I think a lot of people look at you now and think you're some goof that shows up last minute, if at all. But you're telling us now that's all a facade.
Real good trick, isn't it? Like Charlie Chaplin or Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah, right.
Hair is messed up. We act kind of what's called wabasabi. Not wasabi. That's something you add at dinner at the sushi bar. Wabasabi. W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I. It means kind of rustic. Look it up.
I am going to look this up now. I have to ask you this, Dave.
Wabasabi. For you to be that on stage, in order to appear loose, you had better be really structured.
So coming into Vegas for this residency, is this the new David Lee Roth, or have you always been like this?
Way better. What we have here, we've always hidden from you just how much discipline and effort and work goes into the background of this. We step up onto that stage as Toastmaster General, but think of it like a kitchen in a restaurant. Out front, hey, you guys, choose whatever you want. I'll be back with your drinks and $120. No problem. And the music is playing. And when I go back in that kitchen, it's all noise and fire and blades and chopping and people swearing in four languages and fire. And I come back out and it's quiet and it's nice. Out in that audience, you're there to have fun. Up on that stage, we're there to work.
You know, back in the day, I mean, when you kids started Van Halen, I mean, did you even know what you were stepping into? Or was that the concept? You know, we're going to be the hair band, the spandex? Because I know for a fact you're a suit guy.
Whenever for once, hair bands were the imitations of Van Halen.
Well, that's true.
Spandex, yeah, it is true. And spandex, what they came up with as something visual. Okay, I started off in leather with the same haircut that Bono and Springsteen and the guys in Metallica had.
Right.
Famous haircut. If I had that haircut today, it'd have its own Instagram.
No kidding.
With that in mind, it increased and it began. But Van Halen was a 70s band. We started off in 1972, and our first two albums were in the 70s. We sold our first 10 million records before the 70s were over. We spawned a whole lot of imitators who resorted to gimmickry and, you know, trade craft. It's easier to imitate a haircut and a kind of pants and to exhibit bad behavior as a way of, I'm probably on your station 14 times a day, unless it's Halloween or New Year's.
So, Dave, I know a lot of artists won't say what their set list is, but you've been out a lot, talking a lot. So, but give us an idea. When they come see you at the House of Blues in January or March, what are we going to get from David Lee Roth?
You're going to get all of my classic catalog, and my whole catalog is classic. Whether it's California Girls Gigolo, and every one of those classic Van Halen material served up the way the record sounds, right? I know people who've gotten married and decided to have families to this music. I know people who've listened to this music and decided to join the Marines. I know some people who are big fans of this, joined the Marines, didn't come back. And I know a guy who has requested that when he's buried, that we play Hot for Teacher as they lower the box. When I walk by, small children stop crying. Young house pets inexplicably obey your every command. Women feel desirable, and all men see me as a brother. That's the result of the music.
All that and a big old bag of chips, man.
That's Friday. That's not even Saturday.
Okay, we just got to get through Friday.
Yeah, just get through that first night, right?
Rocks Vegas 2020, David Lee Roth. Full band at the House of Blues. The first date is January 8th.
Hey, God bless. I intend to walk down the street of dreams where every bet's a sure thing. Hey, there's Tiny Katane doing the splits on a Lamborghini.
David Lee
you're
Roth.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, my friend. Have fun.
See you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.